in a fast-paced world. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count.
Yes, I'm going to make my day count today.
This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes, because He has given me another chance. Ooh,
I have
another chance. Do I deserve it? No. He just gave me another chance to make my day count, to make my life productive. When? Because He gonna judge me on what I'm doing with this day.
This day.
That's it. Mm.
This day.
This day is what He's going to judge me about. What I've done with this day. Did I go out and help somebody? Did I just, did I be a good Samaritan? Yeah. Did I just be a good Samaritan? Mm-hmm. See somebody in need and need that need.
Yes.
Just be a good Samaritan. That's it.
And people appreciate it more than you think. There's some little things that we do that are appreciated big time by others. So never belittle any initiative, any unction that God has given you to do for somebody else, even if it's just smile at them. Just give them a smile. Say, how are you doing today? Just anything at all, whatever God has given you. You don't know how big that could impact somebody else.
And impact their life. Mm-hmm. Their life depends on it.
Yes. We're in the book, Make Life Work. We're in the chapter, Work Hard.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you to get a copy of this book. You could go to www.how2makelifework.com. You could download it digitally, or you can order a paperback copy. Another way to get a copy of this book is to make a financial contribution to this radio program, Make Your Day Count. That will cover some of the cost of the airtime. And we will send you a copy of Make Life Work and a copy of the book, The Robe of Many Colors. So include your address, please. The mailing address is P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. You can make checks out payable to Pastor Errol Beckford Ministries.
I jump in because we talk about God wants us to rest and enjoy life. That's one. Mm-hmm. Number two, God wants us to spend time with Him in worship. Number three, God wants us to spend time with family and friends. This is a balanced God. Mm-hmm. And number four, God wants us to take some time out for ourselves.
Yes.
In all of that, He wants us to have some what? Me time. He just wants us to just be alone. Mm-hmm. Just have some time. Just by yourself. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. When you just chill out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jesus did it often.
Yeah.
As much as the great works that Jesus did, it's also documented the times that He took out for Himself. The times that He went aside to pray. The times that he moved away from the crowd. He took that me time. He took time out for Himself because He knew in order for Him to do anything, He had to make sure that He was refreshed and He was in the presence of God and He was receiving what He needed to go to the next dimension.
And you're going to do some great thing when you do when you take some me time. Because when you take some me time, you hear God's voice. Mm-hmm. You hear the Holy Spirit voice. They are able to direct you what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Because it's in the stillness, in the quietness. Sometimes you got to say, be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side. Sometimes you got to tell your soul, shut it down. Because it wants to do so much. It's thinking about racing. It wants to get involved in so many things. You got to shut that down and say, be still, my soul. Mm-hmm. God is on my side. God is my helper. God is my sustainer. God is my strength. God is my refuge. God is my strong tower. God is my rock that I can lean on. I can go on and on and on and on what God is. Got to know him. Got to know him in those ways. So you, then the only way for you to know God in those ways is to have some me time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In 2 Samuel chapter 22, 2 Samuel chapter 22, David prays a prayer.
Yeah.
He says, from the hand he was delivered, the Lord has delivered me from the hand of all my enemies and from the hand of Saul.
Yeah.
And then he goes on and he begins to say, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And he continues to go on and on. But I want to draw attention back to verse 1, where he says, when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Now, Saul was an enemy too, but Saul was a different kind of enemies. When David had victory and he was delivered from all his other enemies, he was winning. He was winning. He was winning. But with Saul, he actually saw what God was able to do, because Saul was continually pursuing David in an attempt to take David out. And David knew that he could have fought him in the physical and he could have won, but he knew that that is not God's design. He knew that in the system of obedience, in God's system of submission, that the strength was in him holding his place and allowing God to be his avenger. Through his other victories, he saw what he could do, but through enduring with Saul, he saw what God could do, how God can shift him, how God can move him, how God could hide him, how God could preserve him, how God could keep him in his right mind, even when this man was literally trying to physically kill David on many occasions. He's throwing spears at him. He's doing all these things. There was times where David, he had to go out of a window in a basket to try to get away from Saul and the assassination attempts that were put on his life and such. But he knew through over the process of time, he knew what he could do through God, and he knew what God could do through his own enemies. So we got to get that in this season. When we're taking that time out for ourselves, we need to be reflecting over what God has done, the victories that God has brought us to, brought us through, the victories, and the easy victories and the hard victories, how God has taught us how to endure, how he's taught us how to advance. Because when you're by yourself, there's no other voice directing you. So there's no confusion of whose voice is talking. When it's you, yourself, and God, there's no misconception of who's speaking.
That's right. As we conclude, the example that we show you an example of work and what work means. And we show you an example, the Creator. God is a hard worker. And we want to conclude that because we're going to pick up Jesus. So not only that God is a hard worker, Jesus is a hard worker. So that's why I wrote this book, and it says here, without hard work, a person's life becomes shallow. Success means maintaining a balance between work, family, worship, and pleasure. That's what I learned all of this. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again. Without hard work, a person's life becomes shallow. What is success? Success means maintaining a balance between work, family, worship, and pleasure. You cannot omit any of them and be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have money and have a messed up family. That's not success, man. You can't have a family and money and your life with God is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep these in balance.
Mm-hmm.
Life is meaningless without Jesus Christ. Life worth nothing without God. The songwriter wrote, he says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Mm-hmm. What a great frame that is. He says, the only hope, true hope I have on this morning is in Jesus Christ. The only life I have is in Jesus Christ. I'm living today, and the only meaning to my life is Jesus. And I don't have to work for it. See, this is the thing. I don't have to work for it. All I have to do is accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. Mm-hmm. And if you've been listening to us and you haven't done so, you can do it right now. It's simple. Pray one simple prayer. Dear Jesus, I accept you as my Lord, as my Savior. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you. I will follow you. I will read your word daily. I will practice what you teach. You hear what I just say? When you make the Lord become the Lord of your life, you start to practice what he teach.
Yes.
You start to practice who teach? Mm-hmm. What God teach. Mm-hmm. In Matthew chapter 28, he said, go ye therefore and make disciple of all men, teaching them everything that I have taught you. Mm-hmm. We got to practice what Jesus teach. Mm-hmm.
Because when we truly believe something, there's an action that goes with it. If you believed there was $1 million buried in your front yard, you'd be out there digging right now. So when you truly believe something, it generates action in that direction. When you truly believe, so when we're telling Jesus or telling God that we believe in Jesus Christ, we believe that his blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sin, we're making that outward confession, we're believing in our heart, then that right there manifests change. The person I used to be, I don't want to be no more. The person I was yesterday, I don't want to be no more. I want to continue in the sanctification process, because what sanctification is, it's that we're becoming more like the image of Christ. We're being perfected into the image of Christ. So that means each and every day we look a lot less like what we used to look like, and we look a lot more like Christ. Through justification, when you make that confession, when you believe in your heart, you're justified. So in God's eyes, it's just like you never sinned. And it happens in the snap of the fingers, in the twinkle of the eye. Right then, at that moment, when you make that declaration, when you believe that in your heart, you're saved. And then at the time when it's time for us to transition from this earth into heaven, that also takes place in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye. That's called glorification. So justification and glorification, they both happen instantaneously. So everything in between is this sanctification process. So we must continue to encourage one another in the sanctification process. Girl, you're not doing things the way you used to do. You're looking more and more like Christ each and every day. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is Morning Breath. We're a drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. What we do is read a chapter of the Bible, spend some time in the Word with the Lord, and then I and a co-host come down to the radio studio we have here at the Merritt Island campus of East Coast Christian Center. We read the chapter live on the air, and then we talk about wherever God leads us in the chapter. My co-host today is Pastor Mark Cook. How you doing, Pastor Mark?
I'm great. I'm so glad to be back on the show with you. It's been a little while.
It has. I've been vacationing.